The next patient is Joe McCumber. Joe, J-O-E, McCumber, M-C-C-U-M-B-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 93-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the chronic kidney disease. This patient has several comorbidities that include the presence of arterial hypertension, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure. And the patient had a left hip fracture that required open reduction and internal fixation. The patient has been in very stable condition, hasn't been to the hospital, and clinically he's looking good. He has a good appetite. Bowel movements is good. The bowel movements are good, and the patient is sleeping well. To a physical examination, there are no signs of the compensation of the congestive heart failure. We have a laboratory workup that was done on December the 18th of 2023, in which we notice that the creatinine is 2.1, the BUN34, and the estimated GFR down to 28.6. Since then, the patient has improved, has been getting better, and we are going to repeat the laboratory workup because this time the patient came to the office without any new blood results. Following number. The patient has a history of coronary problems with congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, that at the present time is compensated. The patient is being treated with the administration of Eliquis, 5 milligrams POBID. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, iron deficiency with a very mild anemia. The last hemoglobin was 10.9. He has a remote history of pulmonary hypertension, pulmonary embolism, for which he's also on anticoagulation. BPH without any major complaints. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the past history and the past labs in the face-to-face. We spent 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.